This is Chasing Wisdom, your source for conversation and serious ideas for those striving to become wiser leaders in business. Your host is Dr. Sam Serto. Sam is the Steinmetz Professor of Management in the Graduate School of Business at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. He also serves as a leader at Northland, a church distributed, located in Central Florida. Along with leaders from various fields, our goal is to provide practical wisdom for those navigating real-world business challenges. Welcome to this conversation about how to become a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Sam Serto, and you're listening to the Chasing Wisdom podcast. Here, leaders talk about business, Bible, and life to help all of us become wiser leaders. Today, our guest is Charles W. Gregg, Sr., or Chick, as his friends call him. Chick is currently one of the co-founders of Air Unlimited, a scheduled air carrier provider based in Orlando-Sanford International Airport. Air Unlimited offers daily round-trip flights to Treasure Cay and Marsh Harbor in the Bahamas, and also provides private air charters. The business has been in operation since July 2013. Chick Gregg is the past president and chief operating officer of Greater Homes, Inc. of Orlando, Florida. The company was a successful developer and home builder in the Orlando market for 40 years, ultimately being sold to a large public builder. Mr. Gregg earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering from the University of Florida, is a professional engineer and a state-certified general contractor in Florida. He also holds an MBA from the Roy E. Crummer Graduate School of Business at Rollins College. A few fun facts about Chick. Chick started his own commercial construction business at age 27. During Chick's tenure at Greater Homes, the business went from building approximately 250 homes to 600 per year. Chick once served as city commissioner and mayor of Leesburg, Florida. He currently serves on the Board of Governors of the Roy E. Crummer Graduate School of Business at Rollins College and Florida Hospital for the Children's Foundation Board. Maybe most importantly, Chick and his wife, Lisa, have four grown children and four grandchildren. Chick, it's an honor to have you here today.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be here.
Well, terrific. You know, you've had a very rich and interesting career, including politics and business. How do you compare those two? People are probably wondering, how does this guy go from politics to the business world? Two different worlds, right?
It's not easy. I'll stick with business now. When we got married, my wife made me promise me the night before that I would never run for political office again.
You kept that promise?
I kept it, yeah.
All right, good for you. All right, let's start here. There are people listening to this podcast who are trying to find out what your insights are about leadership in your organization and how they might be able to use them in theirs.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your company, how it started, and kind of the evolution of it.
Okay. Well, when I retired, when we sold Greater Homes, I retired for 7 or 8 years. And I've always flown. I've always had an airplane, and I've always had a passion for flying. And one of the co-founders is out at the airport, and he and I became friends, and he came from a similar business. He was a marketing director for another major builder in Central Florida. And he left them and retired and started a small, what we call 135 operator, which is air taxi, with one plane. And he and I were talking about this market in the Bahamas. And he had actually worked for another company that was doing it and told me about the amount of traffic they had. And we decided to start this business and started it in July of 2013.
And you started with one plane, right?
Yeah, we started with one, but within, 6 months after that, we found another one. And our intention all along was to have at least two planes.
And you, at this point in time, how many planes do you have?
We've got a total of five.
Five planes this point, and growing and surviving and doing quite well. When you think about the planes that you have, the pilots that you have, how many total people are at your organization at this point?
Right now, there's 10 pilots, and then office and support people. Some are part-time, some are full-time. or an additional between 7 and 8 is usually what it is. Right now it's 8.
Okay. And you have flights every day?
Yeah.
Every day going back
and forth? We fly 7 days a week, depart at 8 a.m. Some days we have as many as 6 flights in a day, so we fly morning and afternoon.
All right. And how many of those people are support people to keep – are there service people to keep the planes going?
Yeah. We have several mechanics that work for us under contract, and then we have some support people in-house to monitor logs. And FAA requires us to really monitor maintenance on those planes, and there's certain scheduled maintenance items you have to do. That's the reason you have to have more than one plane to be able to operate, because you can't fly one of them all the time.
Right. Well, I think you're very fortunate man to retire from one particular industry and find something that you like and are committed to and really working at. It doesn't happen always.
Right. When we started this, my wife encouraged me. She said, you know, you're still young. You're getting bored. You need to go find something to do. And I said, well, if I do, I'm going to do something I have a passion for. And I've always enjoyed flying. I grew up, my dad was a pilot. So I grew up around airplanes, and I own a jet now that I fly quite a bit. And in fact, it's on our certificate too for charters, and we do a lot of Oregon transports with it for charter.
Tell us about the medical flights, the Oregon flights that you have. I think people would find that to be very interesting.
Yeah, it really is. The only exception with the medical flights is that they occur at all hours of the night.
Okay.
And usually, like last weekend, I had a call that came in at 3:30 in the morning wanting to arrange one. Because, you know, if somebody is in critical condition and has agreed to donate organs, you know, from a car accident or whatever, it's not a planned event. And then they have to match that person's organs with other people's liver, kidney, all those things. And so we'll get a call. One night on Friday night, I got a call at 6 p.m. said, we need you to make a flight up to Gainesville, Georgia to bring back a liver.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up to Gainesville, Georgia at about 10 p.m. We didn't leave there until 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And flew back. Another time we started out at about 10 p.m., didn't get back to home base till 9 a.m. the next morning.
Well, and it sounds like, from the research I've done, that you sometimes take a medical team.
We do.
To the place.
Most of the time we do.
Oh, most of the time you
do. Yeah. Most of the time, the way they do it is that they will arrange a medical team, which is usually one doctor and a couple of surgical technicians, nurses, and we'll pick them up, usually at Orlando Executive, and we will fly them to another destination. Most of them are right here in the state of Florida.
Okay.
And they will fly down there, and we will be on the ground for 2 to 3 hours, sometimes longer, while they harvest the organs. And usually they will be, in some cases, they can be 3 planes sitting on the ground at the same time. One's waiting on the heart, which is usually the first thing that comes out. Another's waiting on kidneys, liver.
Wow.
And then we will fly they bring it back in a cooler. We'll fly the surgical team and the organ back to Orlando. An ambulance is waiting for them to take them to the hospital.
And you can look at this in 2 different ways. One way being strategic growth for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a relationship with Florida Hospital here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a partnership in terms of harvesting and bringing. Is that right?
Actually, we don't usually deal with directly with Florida Hospital, although we have done some charters directly with Florida Hospital. But the organ transport, because it happens so often and involves so many different planes and schedules, they most of the time they deal with a broker that has relationships with several operators like ourselves, and we will get the call from the broker.
So you can look at it from a strategy viewpoint in building business within the company, but you can also look at this from, at least from my viewpoint, from a Sunday to Monday perspective. Sunday to Monday being something you might hear, a verse, or a comment in the church on a Sunday.
Sure.
and how you move forward with that on Monday.
Correct.
And Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it must give you a good feeling inside to be able to help people in this regard.
It really does. In fact, one of our trips, we were at Orlando Executive waiting on the surgical team, and another plane arrived, and it had the most of the cast from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, really?
And they came in, and their pilot and us were talking, and he went over and said something to the mother from Duck Dynasty about what we were doing, and she said, come over here and get in a picture. She said, you guys are the heroes. We said, no, we're not the heroes. The people we're hauling are the heroes. But well, it does give you a good feeling.
I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm. And some of the statistics, 118,000 Americans are currently waiting for organs in some way. And we hear that 21 people every day die from
waiting,
mm-hmm. not being able to be serviced. Mm-hmm. So I think a very good lesson. And that lesson of loving one another can relate very clearly to what you're doing, but also can relate very clearly to people that work in a grocery store.
Right.
And the kinds of food that's offered, mm-hmm. or people that work in a clothing store and the kinds of mm-hmm. clothing that's offered. So that motive still moves on. Tell us a little bit, Chick, about what you do in this company.
Primarily, I fly occasionally. I fly some charters. I haven't flown the Bahama route in a while now because we've got enough people to do that. But primarily what my job is in the overall operations as far as dealing with insurance, dealing with, we just recently purchased another King Air, another turboprop,
okay.
finding that and dealing with the buyer or seller, closing on that.
Okay.
Getting all the paperwork done on it.
When you look at a traditional organization chart, when I went to your website, I saw mm-hmm. all the captains there mm-hmm. and suited appropriately, mm-hmm. and that was cool. And I'm thinking about, too, a traditional organization chart. Is there a president? Is there a chief operating officer? Or entrepreneurially, is this just a team that moves forward?
It's really just a team.
Okay.
In fact, the PR firm that works for us, did call me one day and said, we've got a magazine that would like to do a story about why y'all don't have a CEO, a COO. And so I interviewed with the person from the magazine, and I said, you know, we're not into egos. We're all steering the same way. And I really, when I got in this business, I had no intention of working full time at it. It's turned into full time. And really, my partner Mark is the intention is that he actually runs the day to day.
Okay.
Because Lisa and I have homes elsewhere, and we like to visit those homes on occasion. We haven't done that for about 3 years now.
So you probably wish sometime you were back at Greater, so you wouldn't be. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I know that's very important to you is the idea of responding to customers and customer service. And on your website, you also have a promise to customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise is to provide friendly and dedicated service, no security hassles, no baggage fees, no parking fees on direct flights to back and forth to the
Correct.
Promise.
Uh-huh.
And how serious are you about this promise?
Very serious. Yeah, the biggest complaint, and we do surveys with people that fly with us. Usually every other week we'll send out an email survey to ask questions about how we're doing. And the biggest complaint we heard when we started was that our competitor would cancel flights.
Okay.
So a family, we get a lot of people from out of state. They arrange their vacation. They show up to Sanford, Florida, and you tell them, sorry, we're not flying until tomorrow now.
Yeah.
Well, they've got their hotel arranged in the Bahamas. They're looking forward to getting down there, maybe a short, you know, just a four-day weekend type of thing. And we decided we were going to fly no matter what. And we will fly. We've had one person book for a flight, and we fly them down there.
Is that right?
And we lose our shirt when we do it, but we just said we're going to stick with that. And we also, recently we started a new service for our customers where we will arrange to have their car detailed while they're gone.
Hmm.
And I mean, they pay for it, but it's not a profitable thing for us. We're doing it just as an extra service to our customers. So they get back. When they leave, they park their car in the front of our office. We unload their bags, take them to the plane, And then when they leave, we park their car in the security area inside the fence, the airport fence. And when they arrive back, we have their car sitting in the hangar door, ready to go with a bottle of cold water in it. And so make it an enjoyable experience like the airlines used to be.
I think there are people writing down your information here, Chick, as they listen to this. And there's a lesson here for me in terms of service. And when I think of service, I think of servants and servant leadership. Mm-hmm. And in effect, as I listen to your scenario, the pilot or whomever is the leader here in this flight, and that leader becomes the servant, and in effect a servant leader in that kind of a circumstance. And Matthew 23:11 says the greatest among you will be your servant. And so there's an appeal here for people in terms of being served,
right?
And not maintaining an authoritarian figure or anything of that nature, but linking those two in some way. Does that make sense to you?
It's very true. Our pilots, we really go out of our way to hire pilots that are not only competent and capable, but are good in dealing with our clients and make them feel comfortable.
One of the things you mentioned about difficulties for you personally has to do with impatience. How does that relate to your work life? I know you, and I've known you for a long time. Yeah. I don't see you as an impatient person, but this must be on your mind. How does it impact your work life?
I experience some frustration because of impatience, but I cause a lot of frustration by pushing to get things done. And, of course, everybody, in a small organization, everybody's got their hands full getting their job done. Mm-hmm. So nobody's sitting around looking for something to do.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There's plenty to go around. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians. And 5:22 is what I'm trying to intermix here. And of course, fruits of the Spirit are attributes of Christians. And one of the attributes of Christians is patience, which means that we're all impatient, but we keep striving for that patience because of the benefit that it brings in one way or another. I'm sure people listening are thinking about when their situation was characterized by impatience and how to deal with it. Winston Churchill, never give up. You like that?
I love it. Over the years, watching people that have been successful in business, politics, whatever, that's a constant theme I see is just endurance, sticking with it, and never giving up. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and that's not to say you don't get in the type of business where you didn't do a good business plan to start with, and it's not going to work.
Right.
But that's when you see promise, you've got good people working for you, and you just can't pull the plug too soon. You got to stick with it.
Why are you in business?
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
I missed when I retired. The biggest thing I missed was the camaraderie, the working with other people, and solving problems.
See, when people. From my experience, when people are in business for money, they're never satisfied. Mm-hmm. They always need more. Mm-hmm. When they're in business for wealth, they always need more.
Right.
And that's not the real satisfaction for most people.
You don't go into aviation business for money.
That's right. and when they're successful, money is never the answer.
Right.
That's never the answer that they give.
I had a thing happen with my daughter when she was in college. This has been years now, where she called me right after she started, and she said, "I've decided to major in pre-med instead of art history." Ah. And I said, "Well, you've never liked math. You've never liked science. I know, but I don't think I can make any money in art history." And I said, "I tell you, there's nothing worse than waking up every day and going to work, hating your job. It doesn't matter. It can't pay enough to make it worthwhile." So the next term, she changed back.
Well, so and as you think about that, that's a great lesson for everybody. And when you follow the dollars it usually ends up that you never catch them.
That's right.
You never catch them.
That's the truth.
We end a podcast with a pearl of wisdom, Chick, and we're here already at the end of your podcast. Your podcast information that you sent me characterizes your pearl of wisdom as always look for ways to improve.
Yeah.
Always look for ways to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that valuable for you?
It is, but I mean, it's kind of like the technology side, IT. If you're sitting still and not improving, then somebody else is passing you. And you always look for things that will make, in our case, we are always looking for things that will make the customer experience better. Because airline travel is so miserable now. I mean, mm-hmm. I hate flying on airlines. Mm-hmm. And so we're always looking for ways to make the experience better.
When we look at this then, and we're talking about improvement, and improvement as a continuous process is important for everybody, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, regardless of
industry.
Doesn't
matter what industry, yeah.
Okay, as I've said, your time is up, Chick. listeners can connect with Chick Gregg using this mailing address. It's c.gregg@flyairunlimited.com. Thanks to you listeners for tuning in. You can keep in contact with me on Facebook at chasing.wisdom. Remember, you can get more tips on how to become a wiser leader at my website, chasewisdom.com. Until you tune in next Wednesday for Wisdom Wednesday, keep on chasing. God bless all of you.
You've been listening to Chasing Wisdom with host Dr. Sam Serto. We would love to hear from you regarding this podcast. You can reach us at northlandchurch.net/chasingwisdom. We will be here each Wednesday with a fresh look at being a wiser leader in business, Bible, and life. Want to reach out to Dr. Serto? Email him at sserto@rollins.edu.